you a song called Holy Water. Now, we've shared this before in a pre-recorded devotion, and we did this song over Easter. And so I'd like to share a little personal testimony with you this morning, something that's been going on in my heart and in my life that I hope will be an encouragement to you. And the encouragement will come from a scripture in Hebrews, from Hebrews 12. And it says the following. Therefore, it's Hebrews 12 verse 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, so Hebrews 11 is what the writer is referring to, the sort of hall of faith or the hall of fame where he speaks about, you know, Abraham and Moses. He says, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. What is very interesting here is that we have to see the little word and in the sentence, let us throw off the weights or the burdens or the word here, the everything, throw off everything that hinders and the sin that entangles. You see, in my Christian journey, and maybe in a lot of our Christian journeys, we think that, okay, sin is the issue. Sin is always the issue. I've got to focus on throwing off the sin. But the writer of Hebrews is saying, no. Throw off the weight that hinders you, the burdens that hinders you, and the sin. So he's making a distinguishing comment between things that weigh you down and sins. You see, I realized that I had to repent to the Lord for not taking up my call properly over the last bunch of years. From when I was 5 years old, it was very evident that I should be singing and not doing anything else. But for every season of my life, I've battled with whether that's the right thing for me to do or the real thing. And pride gets in the way. Insecurities get in the way. Sometimes things get in the way that aren't even sinful. And you could say, well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with doing this or watching that or spending time with this person or spending money on that? The question, though, is not what's wrong with it. The question is, what is the best way to live? Some things might not be bad, but they are weights. You see, it wasn't bad for me to maybe neglect my calling. It wasn't sinful, but I think the disobedience led to sinfulness. And I said, well, I'd rather do this thing or serve in that way. And every now and then I'll do music and spend my gifting like that. But actually, it was a weight. And the weight was maybe insecurity, or the weight was maybe pride. And sometimes other things are weights too, the way we spend our time, where we spend our money, and who we spend our time with. So he's actually encouraging us to throw off weights that beset you, that immobilize you, and run. And that is our call as Christians, to throw off weights, and to throw off sin, and to run. And this song is about God's forgiveness. And I think it's forgiveness that leads us to know that we can be restored again. Maybe you think that you've missed it, that you might have missed something in your life. Maybe you think that, oh no, I've missed that thing, I've missed that deal, I've missed that season. But God can restore it again. If we repent and turn and believe that our forgiveness actually is in order for God to restore us back again to his original design plan for us. I hope that is giving you courage today. And this song is called Holy Water. And I hope that it helps you to see the weights we need to throw off and the sin that we need to throw off so that we can run.
Walking down these days.
me to the riverside. Take me under, baptized. I need you. Oh, I need you. Your forgiveness. It's like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. It's like the sound. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me wanna change. I don't wanna abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me wanna change. Oh, I don't. It's like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. It's like the sound of a symphony in my ears. Oh, it's like holy water, your forgiveness. It's like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. It's like the sound. Sweet, sweet honey on my lips. It's like the sound of a symphony to my ears. It's like holy water on my skin. It's like holy water on my skin. It's like holy. Yeah, thank you, Lord. As the psalmist says, how sweet are your words to my taste, like honey on my lips. Father, we thank you that your word to us is forgiveness, that your word to us is restoration through the cross. Father, I pray that we would see that your forgiveness is for our restoration, and that we should throw off every weight and everything that hinders us to running this race with perseverance. Throw off every weight that stops us from fixing our eyes on you. And Father, thank you so much that we can do that, and that that is the best way to live. Not to ask what's wrong with it, but to ask what is a holy and upright life to live. And thank you, Father, that you've made a way for us through your Son, Jesus, for that. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.